Dari tempat ia tinggal di Cincinnati, negara bagian Ohio, Jeff Weiser bisa bekerja dari sebuah kafe di Paris atau di antariksa berkat teknologi metaverse atau dunia meta.
Our day starts with some coordination offline with our team to make sure we know what we're going to be doing every day. Then from there, we go in and we work in VR in a collaborative space. So we sit down at a desk in some setting with our avatars and we talk about what we're about to achieve during the day.
Hampir sepanjang hari kerja, Jeff mengenakan perangkat Oculus VR.
It's not better than meeting someone in real life. However, I'm never going to have the opportunity to meet with my friend from Japan, Finland, Argentina, and Ireland in real life.
Pandemi akhirnya mempercepat penggunaan teknologi dunia meta.
I normally work from a co-working space in real life, and I had to give that up when the pandemic started. So I was able to find spaces where I could meet people and build professional relationships. For example, the business that I launched, I built a business plan in VR in a public co-working space.
Mimbar daring yang digunakan GoToMarket Translations dikembangkan oleh Immersed, perusahaan yang bermarkas di Austin, negara bagian Texas, dan mengkhususkan pada realitas virtual alias VR dan realitas tertambah alias AR.
COVID happened, and obviously COVID and was terrible, but it ended up being a silver lining for Immersed because our idea went from being a crazy, futuristic 2028 kind of idea to, oh wait, everyone in the world is now working from home, and they're looking for ways to stay productive. They're looking for ways to collaborate now that they can't meet in office, and Immersed made a lot of sense now as we're going to be that tech bridge, to be a better tech bridge than Zoom or Slack or video conferencing and chat softwares.
Tapi pemanfaatan teknologi dunia meta untuk dunia kerja tak sepenuhnya tanpa tantangan. Sejumlah pengguna metaverse yang diwawancara oleh kantor berita AFP mengaku bahwa mengenakan headset VR selama seharian kadang tidak nyaman atau bahkan memunculkan pusing atau keletihan. Dan muncullah nasihat agar orang mengistirahatkan mata. Nasihat serupa bagi orang yang seharian saat kerja menatap layar komputer.
More people will be spending more time in virtual reality or augmented reality experiences. We think that's just going to further enhance people's lives. And so we think tech is inherently neutral. And so there's a lot of really amazing things that you can do with tech. And there's some not so great things you can do with tech. But we think virtual reality and augmented reality have so much promise to offer of the value you can add to people and all these different forms of applications. And so, yes, we do think we'll probably drift towards a Ready Player One future. I don't think people are going to be living in their headsets. We definitely don't promote that whatsoever. We want people to still engage in the real world and get value from the real world very normally.
Dan dengan mulai kembalinya kegiatan bekerja di kantor, dunia meta sekedar menjadi penyambung dan pelengkap. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi dan tim VOA.